ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 सो हियर आर द नेम्स of the devotees who are online right now from around the world viewing this international webcast. We have 21, but not all of them are signed in. So we have Isabella from California, Padyavali from Tennessee, from Kolkata, India, Rohit, from Ecuador, Ananda Krishna Devidasi, in New Orleans, Mike, Santiago, Chile, Sakshi, from Toronto, Canada, Cesar Avila, from Los Angeles, Gopal, Nashville, Tennessee, Gopa Aaron, LA, Santa Rengaraju, in North Dakota, Mark Larange, my webmaster, and Nimai Charan, I guess can't make it because he's on the internet. And then somebody named Kavita, who didn't say where they're from. So let's say, everybody, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Oh, and we have my good friend David from New Jersey. All right. So let's hear now. So when Shukadeva Goswami is narrating the Damodar Leela in the 10th canto to Maharaj Parikshit, in between narrating the story, Shukadeva Goswami gives some purport, because Shukadeva is not just a storyteller. The stories are also full of transcendental information to help us understand how to progress nicely in our Krishna consciousness. So here is a very nice verse. Tam atayashting prasamiksha satvaras tato varuhyap sasarabhitavat gopyan vadhan vannakyam apayoginam shamang praveshtung tapiseri tangama. Please repeat, if you would. When Lord Shri Krishna,
when Shri Lord Krishna
saw his mother
stick in hand,
he very quickly got down from the top of the mortar. And began to flee.
As if very much afraid.
So that's significant. Krishna, of course, is God. He's not afraid of anyone. And we already heard from Yashoda that fear personified is afraid of Krishna. And we learned in the first canto, fear personified is afraid of Krishna's name. Everyone say Krishna.
Krishna.
Now there's no more fear. It's gone. Fear has run away. So, as it's stated here, as if very much afraid, meaning he's playing. This is the meaning of Leela. He's playing. He's acting out a drama. Therefore, they should give Krishna the Academy Award for the best lifetime achievement actor. Because when it comes to playing, nobody can beat him. He is most expert. Now, Shukadeva Goswami uses us to teach us some Vedanta, the conclusion of knowledge. Although yogis try to capture him as Paramatma by meditation, that's what yogis are doing. They're trying to capture God by meditation. And they desire to enter into the effulgence of the Lord, with great austerities and penances. They fail to reach him. But Mother Yashoda, thinking that same personality of Godhead to be her son, began following Krishna to catch him. Now, did Yashoda catch Krishna? Yes. It took a while because she had big hips, full breasts. Krishna was small, running in and out. It took a while, but she was able to capture him. And he was shaking because he saw the stick in his mother's hand. Anyone here been beaten by the stick? Wow, you know what it's like, right? Not nice. Capital punishment for a child. So Krishna was very afraid. So Shukadeva Goswami's point here is, the yogis tried to capture him, the gyanis tried to capture him, but not possible. We heard last night at Shekhar's house, we heard the story of Kalayavana, when Krishna became Ranchorji. Everyone say,
Ranchorji.
It looked like Krishna was fleeing the battle. And Kalayavana was trying to catch up to him, and he was saying, hey, stand here, I want to fight. But Krishna kept going. And Kalayavana was getting closer and closer, but Krishna was always ahead. And then Prabhupada makes the purport. The sinful can never capture God. Impossible. They can try. Not only the sinful. This Leela in particular teaches us you must be pure devotee in order to capture God. You have to be pure. And the story that we read last night, Krishna led Kalayavana into a cave. And there Kalayavana saw a sleeping man who he thought was Krishna pretending to be asleep. Krishna knew who this sleeping man was. Krishna didn't make the mistake that Kalayavana made. So Kalayavana kicked the sleeping man, thinking it was Krishna feigning because he didn't want to fight him. Well, that was a big mistake. As we say in America, let sleeping dogs lie. Or in this case, let Muchukunda lie. Because he didn't know that this Muchukunda who was sleeping, who he thought was Krishna, had been given a benediction by the demigods, that he would have uninterrupted sleep. Tonight we get an extra hour. Beautiful. Beautiful sleep. Everybody's looking forward. Yes. Yes. Finally an extra hour. Muchukunda got a benediction. Yes, you can sleep as long as you like. Go ahead. Because he had fought a long time on behalf of the demigods. And so that was the benediction he wanted. I'm so tired. Just let me sleep. And if anyone wakes me up, then I want the ability to burn that person into ashes. Mode of ignorance, sleep. But if you're a Kshatriya and you have been fighting a long time, let him have his sleep. Yes. Yes. Besides, anyway, whatever it may be, don't wake him up. Okay? Which Kalayavana did? He kicked him. And then Muchukunda looked, who's this man disturbing me? And he burnt Kalayavana into ashes. Then Krishna comes out. And they have a nice discussion. And Kalayavana, I was mentioning this last night, Kalayavana introduces himself, who he is, who his lineage is. This is the proper way. Especially
Muchukunda,
if you approach a superior.
Muchukunda?
Yes, Muchukunda. When Muchukunda spoke to Krishna, he first of all said, I am the great king Muchukunda. I come from, I think, the Ikshvaku dynasty, and I was explaining last night, Haribol, that when I speak on the phone, I don't assume that the person I'm speaking to knows it's me, as most people do when they call me. When most people call me, they just start talking as if I know who they are, as if they're the only person that would call me. And then I have to say, excuse me, who am I speaking to? Oh, Prabhu! All right. When I call, this is Nirantara Dasa. I let the other person know, because I don't assume that they know who it is on the phone. Yes. So Muchukunda, he told Krishna all about him. And of course, Krishna blessed him. So, only the devotees can capture Krishna, can see Krishna. We also heard last night how when Krishna was in the wrestling arena, everyone was seeing the same Krishna, but depending on who they were, they saw differently. What did Kamsa see?
Call.
Death. Call. Time or death. Very good. What did the gopi see? Cupid. They saw Cupid. What did Mother Yashoda see? My son. What did the cowherd boy see?
Friends.
Hey, it's our guy. Hey, that's Krishna. We play with him. The residents of Mathura, seeing Krishna perhaps for the first time, they had heard so much about Krishna. Even without Facebook, even without Twitter, even without cell phones. The residents of Mathura heard a lot about this Krishna. They would say, ooh, look at this bloody nice person, Krishna. And they were thinking, how fortunate the gopis are. The residents, they have Krishna all the time. Wow, they're so fortunate. So depending on who you were, the same person you were seeing differently. Same way with you. When I come to Advaita Chandra and Sita Thakurani's house, I see their children, the grandchildren. I see them, but not the way you do. Right? It's not possible. I cannot see them the same way you. It's different because of your affection, your love, and all the years and energy and time and heartache you have undergone raising your family. That's just natural. Depending on your angle of vision, you see differently. So the point Shukadeva is making, if you want to capture God, then you have to become devotee of God. Same thing Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. The two qualifications for understanding Bhagavad Gita. What are the two qualifications?
Friend and devotee.
Yes. Bhakto sime sakha cheti. You have to be Krishna's friend and devotee. Sometimes I use this point. People sometimes wonder, what should they offer God when they are making a food offering? So it's very logical, right? If you invite a guest, a friend, then most likely you're going to make those dishes which you know your guest is going to like. So, if you're going to feed God, you should find out what He likes. Not that He eats any old damn thing. He's a person. And therefore, in that very nice chapter, when Krishna is outlining what kind of food should be made for the Govardhan puja, He doesn't mention tacos. He doesn't mention, He mentions halwa, pakora, samosa, rubri, chapati, puri, ladu. Are you getting hungry? It's a kadashi. So many things He lists. So, it's very clear. Patrang pushpam palam jayam yome bhakta prayachati. And the main thing he's looking for, what is it?
Love.
Love. Bhakti. Your love and devotion. That's what he's looking for. So therefore, everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.